Thank you, Chesky, for doing this. First of all, it's a big schus that this happens. Shmiras Habris is definitely a huge Indian. Times the biggest Indian in Klal Yisrael, in Avodas Hashem for sure. And it's not easy to speak about this Indian, which is Mamish Kodesh Kedashim, but we all have to mechazik each other, and it's a beautiful thing that you guys have every Monday night. Gives me chizuk and the guys that are working on this Indian to be real about it, to be serious about it. And so just to try to share Diburim, we're all, it's Mamish about that every single one of us goes through. So, a lot of people try to hide it, that no, I'm good, I'm clear, I'm everyone, no matter who you are. It's an Indian that needs constant chizuk. It's from the beginning of creation. It's everyone. No one. It's not number one. So just to try to share this on Diburim to mechazik each other, and just going after Mesiras Nefesh. We've got a lot of guys who probably would be here, but there's a basketball game going on. So they're watching a lot of people who are not zochet Shmiras Habris, and go in there drachim, which is good. And if anyone wants to go leave the game, I'm no tainas on you. Don't worry about it. So it goes like this, Chavra. So we mentioned a little bit about this on Leil Shabbos. Now I'll try to be farther than you a little bit more. So we see that in Perek Mem Vav, before Yaakov Avinu comes down to Mitzrayim, he stops off in one last place before he goes. So just to read the psukim inside. It says, Vayisa Yisrael v'cho asher lo, v'yavo be'era shava. V'yizbach zvachim elkei aviv Yitzchak. So we see Yaakov stops in Be'er Sheva before he goes down. Continues. Vayomer Elokim liYisrael, Maros Alayla. Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. Vayomer Hineni. Says Mer. Vayomer Anochi Ha'el Elokei Avicha Al Tiras. Don't be afraid. Mer Da Mitzrayma. Ki Lugoy God Losim Chasham. I'm going to make you into a very big nation there. Anochi Eredimcha Mitzrayma. Vanochi Alcha Gamalo. Vyosef Yashis Yado Al Necha. And what does the next pasuk say? And hey, Vayakom Yaakov Miber Shava. Vayisu Bnei Yisrael Yaakov Vim Vestapam. And boom, and they all go down to Mitzrayim. So it's very interesting. We see Yaakov makes a stop, and Pasuk says it twice. It says he goes to Be'er Sheva, it says he goes to Be'er Sheva twice. Let's look at something interesting. The other time that Yaakov Avinu goes into Galus, where does he make his last stop? Vayetzi Yaakov, Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Haran. So you see, Yaakov Avinu has an Indian that before he goes into Galus, right, goes by Lavan, who is even worse than Paro, like we say in the Haggadah, and then he goes down to Mitzrayim. He stops off by Be'er Sheva first. Why? Why Dafka there? So, Ben Ishchai in Parshas Chayei Sara speaks about the word Be'er Sheva. He says, what does Be'er Sheva mean? So, just to read from Ben Ishchai, so again, Leinu, so Parshas Vayir, sorry. It's like this. Ufi zeh hamila nikres Be'er Sheva. It says, mila, bris mila, kedushas bris, is called Be'er Sheva. Why? Ki hi ha-be'er, it's like the well. It's what gives all the chiyus to all seven underneath it. Right, so it might be speaking about different seven rakim or the seven lower spheros. But we see that what Be'er Sheva referred to as? It says that bris mila, kedushas bris, is called Be'er Sheva. Why? Because everything that's under it, it gives it its chiyus. Meaning what? That Be'er Sheva, which is bris mila, it gives chiyus and it gives chayim and it gives bracha to everything else that's under it. So now again, so why is Yaakov Dafka making his stops before he goes into Galus by Be'er Sheva? So that's question number one. Siyat Ishmael. If you look in Svarim, that the whole Indian of Mitzrayim, right, is that there's a concept called Zelu Mazah Selokim. It's a pasuk in Koheles. It says Zelu Mazah. Just whatever you have in Kedusha, you have the total opposite in Tumah. For example, what do you have? You have Moshe Rabbeinu, and you also have Paro, right? You have the Giants, and you also have the Jets, right? And maybe the other, yeah? And whatever you have in Kedusha, like you have Mordechai and you have Haman, right? So too is it with Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Mamish, the place of Kodesh Kedushim, the holiest place in the world. And the complete opposite of Eretz Yisrael, whatever's going on in Eretz Yisrael, the complete opposite is Mitzrayim. It's the total opposite of it. So what's the meaning of Eretz Yisrael? So the Zohar Kaddish refers to Eretz Yisrael. He calls Eretz Yisrael is called in the Zohar Eretz Chaim. It's called the place of Chaim. Being here is Mamash Chaim. So that means what's Mitzrayim? It means Eretz Hamavis. It's a place of death. It's Mamash the place of no chiyus at all. No, that even a malach can't even go into Mitzrayim. Why? We know that by Makas Bechoros, Hashem said, Nivlo Malach, Nivlo Sarah. Why? So it says, Vamalach walked into Mitzrayim, they burnt to crisps. You can't, it's a place of Misa. If you even look at it, it says, when we say the bracha, the second bracha, say, Mashiv Aruach Amorna Geshem. Right? What do we end that bracha with? Baruch Hashem, Chaya Mesin. So Sfarim say that the Indian, I heard this from Rabbi Feiner, Feiner said the whole Indian of rain, of Geshem, represents Chayim. So what do we know about Mitzrayim, last week's Parsha? There's no rain in Mitzrayim. There's no rain. And until Yaakov Vina comes down, there's a big drought there. Right? What's the bracha when it says he gives a bracha to Paro? It says give a bracha to Paro that the Nile River should raise for you. But without that bracha of Yaakov Vinu, right, thinking, why is that Yaakov giving that bracha? Eretz Yisrael Mamash has no chias at all. Because rain represents chias, and Mitzrayim doesn't get that. So again, we see again, what's Mitzrayim? It's Mamash, the place of Muppets. It's a place where there's no growth going on there. So the question is, what's the beginning of this week's Parsha? Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Yisrael. Where is that coming from? Mitzrayim is not a place of chias. Bechlal not. So how is it that Yaakov Vinu is Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Yisrael? So Sfarim say like this. Sfarim Kedushin say that a tzaddik is nikra chai. A tzaddik is called chai. He has chayim by him. There's a pasuk in, if anyone knows Makos, right? And the Makos, you know, when it goes through the 630 mitzvahs. It says, David came and said it was 11. The next one came and said it was 7. And this one, 6. Then it says, Bo chavakuk v'amidin an achas. He came and said, the whole Torah is written in one thing. What's that? Tzaddik v'emunasa yichye. Right? That the tzaddik with his emuna lives. So I heard from a Weinberger one time, said this quote of the Chabban, I think, from Babich Rebbe, says, don't read tzaddik v'emunasa yichye, tzaddik v'emunasa yichaye. That the tzaddik with his amuna, he gives chias to everything else. The tzaddik is the one. Through the tzaddik comes all chias from everything. Right? If anyone's connected, any little bit of chassidus, any little bit of noam eli melech, right? You know everything in chassidus is about the tzaddik. Tzaddik is one of he's the mashpia, he's mashik chayim to the whole entire world. It says the os vav, this is a little bit deep, but it's good to know this. It says the os vav represents the tzaddik, represents the midah visod. So Ben Ish Chai says that the os vav represents os of chayim. When you have the os vav, you have chayim there. Right, so everything about the tzaddik is chayim. So we said tzaddik nikra chay. So who's a tzaddik? Who's someone who's a tzaddik? So the Zohar HaKadosh says that man denatir briso nikra tzaddik. A person who shomer his bris, a person who keeps kedushas the bris, that's a person who's called a tzaddik. But anyone else, if you're not shomer your bris, you have no shaykhs to that tzaddik. Which means that what? You have no shaykhs to chayim. You're not alive. It's mamish misa. Legamre. That the only way you have Shaykhaz to Chaim is Dafka through Kiddushas Abris. That's it. But again, we still have that question. If Mitzrayim is a place of Misa, then what's the Vayichi Yaakov? How is that possible? So if we go to the end of Vayigash, very interesting. So look at this. Vayishav Yisrael, Be'eretz Tzayim, Be'eretz Goshen, Vayechazu, Vayechazu, Ba, Vayifru, Vayirbu Ma'od. Right? We know it said, boom, we multiplied a lot. Again, the question. Mitzrayim is not a place of pururvu. It's not a place of growth. So again, when it says about Yaakov that he was having pururvu, it's not just talking about that they were multiplying a lot. It says what? That he was having mamash growth spiritually also. It says that the beginning of Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, how many years? 17 years. 17 years is his tov. And it was the tov years of his life. Right? First of all, side note, anyone know why Yaakov Vinu? Right? So the way Yaakov Vinu's life is broken down, it's 130 years and then 17 years. Anyone know why 130? Does that ring a bell to anyone? If it doesn't, that makes total sense. Because this is like the sodos of Kabbalah. Not that I understand this, but basically the reason why Yaakov Vinu lived 130 years outside of Mitzrayim before he had 12 years, he's being mamtik, he's being misakein the pagam habris of Adam Rishon for 130 years, that Adam Rishon was Porish Mechapa. So the whole Inyan that Yaakov Vinu was working on for his whole life until this point was Mamash Kedushas Abris. Where do you see this from? It says, what's Ruvain called? He's called the Rishis Oni. Mean that what? You ever wonder why Yaakov Vinu didn't sleep for 14 years in Shem Vavra and then didn't sleep again for 22 years? So the reason why Yaakov didn't sleep, right, this is from Rubenstein Shlita, says he didn't sleep. Why? So he wouldn't have Keri. Yaakov Vinu never saw Keri in his whole life. You know everything that Lavan was trying to do to him was just to make him see Keri? You don't think Yaakov knew about the Kedusha that Yaakov, Lavan knew about the Kedusha Yaakov had in him? The whole Nikudu of Yaakov Inu, he's the one what? He's very careful with his wrist. Take questions at the end. Keri is like seeing a wet dream. That's Keri. Right, so it speaks about in the Gemara in Sukkah, Chavah. Right, a person who has Keri, he's not allowed to wear tefillin. Right, so it's a wet dream. Someone who has Zerah on him. So again, it says, Vayachazu ba, Vayifru, Vayirvu ma'od. So again, how is Yaakov Avinu Zocha to have Pru Ru Mitzrayim? So maybe you could see Al Pi Remez, that if you take the Gematria, if anyone wants to talk, you can go outside. It's not a bad thing, but if anyone wants to talk, no, you don't have to be here. No, it's very, very short. Vayachazu va, Vayifru, Vayirvu ma'od. So if you take the Gematria, Vayachazu va, Vayifru, Vayirvu ma'od, is Gematria Habris. Because how is Yaakov Avinu Zocha to have the Kedusha? How does Zocha have Pru Revu to be grown in Mitzrayim? Why? Because he's Mekadesh himself in Kedusha Sobris. The whole idea of Pru Revu, if anyone knows that, every Midah has a shame to it. So the shame Hashem of Kedusha Sobris is a shame Shin Dalad Yud. Maybe you've heard that word before, yeah? Shakai. So if you take the Milo, the Bar Mitzvah time says, take the Milo of the word Shakai is much of Pru Revu. Is that what? When you have Kedusha Sobris, you're Zocha Pru Revu. Which isn't just talking about having kids. It's talking about growth in my Limud Torah. It's a growth as a Yid, growing my Yiddishkeit, that comes through what? Through Shmiras Habris. Dafka through Kedushas Habris. Because with Kedushas Habris, with having Shmiras Habris, that's how you're Zocha L'Chaim. And that's why, if we go back to it, where does Yaakov stop before he goes into Galus two times? Dafka stops at Be'er Sheva. Why? Because he taps into Kedushas Habris, and then what does Hashem say to him? Al Tira, don't be afraid. Why don't you have to be afraid? Because when you're Mekadish yourself in Kedushas Habris, you live above everything else. When you have Kedushas Habris, yeah, you could be in Mitzrayim, you could be in America, you could be in YU, and you could be grown. Not to say YU is not a bad place, but it's just in the middle of New York City. Same applies to Lander, same applies to anyone who's going to secondary college, even more so. When you're Zocha to have Kedushas Habris, when you're Mekadish yourself, then what? Then you're shy after growth. But without that Kedushas Habris, you could be learning a lot. And you could look very gishmak, how you daven. You could even wear a gartel and even have payas. And you know what? You're bichlam not growing at all. If a person not working kedusha leinayim, kedusha aznayim, what, how I speak, how what I look at, then what? Then you're not growing. The ikker root of growth is kedusha habris. That's exactly what Yaakov does it twice. Whenever he goes into galus, where does he go to? Dafka Be'er Sheva. Why? Because when you tap into kedusha habris, boom, now you can live above the teva. Above everything else that Mitzrayim wants to throw at you. Because that's Allah in Mitzrayim. Hatzlach in Mitzrayim. Is Dafka B'derech Zeh. If you want to see something very interesting, the Zohar Kaddish says, it's in Parshas Lech Lecha, Daf Tzadi Gimel. Speaks about how you're Zohar and Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mamash, it's fascinating. Listen to that, bro. It says, when Moshe Rabbeinu, we know Moshe Rabbeinu was on his way down, right? When he left Mitzrayim for a long time, then he was on the way down with his kids and his wife. So this is what the Zohar Kaddish says. Kamachru pasaf v'amar, v'hi baderech b'malon, v'yif kasheu Hashem v'yivakshu l'hamisa. So we know that when Moshe Rabbeinu was going down, what happened? It says a malach came and greeted Moshe and tried to kill him. It says that a snake swallowed him. The malach Gavriel was as a snake trying to kill him. Lemoshe. Hamalach ratza laharagas Moshe. Why? Shabikish laharagas tinok umash kasav ikshi Hashem ratz lomar shidirei mo. Hainu, ki amrlei kutshabrichu, Hashem said, v'chi at ozil la'apaka yas Yisrael Mitzrayim, you're coming to take out Klai Yisrael from Mitzrayim right now? U'lachna malka rav v'shalita, and you're coming to take down the tumah and the disgustingness of Paro? V'at anshes minach kaima? And you didn't give your son a bris mila? You have no shot of taking Klai Yisrael out. If you're not perfect, if you're not shalim, in your shmiras bris, you think you're taking Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? Divracha las gazer, shabincha lo nimo, miyad vayivake shamiso, miyad ratza mach lahargo. He wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because without Kiddush Sabris, you have no shaykhus to Yitzias Mitzrayim. You have no shot. And that's exactly why the Malach wanted to kill him. That's exactly what Hashem said to Moshe. You think you're going to take Klai Yisrael out without having Shlemus and Bris? No way. The only way you have Atzlacha in Mitzrayim is how? In Kedushas Habris. Now let me ask you a question about Mitzrayim. It goes like this. If I were to ask you, you'd say, okay, so that's back in the day, thousands of years ago. Now there's no Mitzrayim. So there's something awesome. See the Tzadik says, I told this to Avi before. This is one of my favorite Ramazim. See the Tzadik says like this. It says, Ve'elish Shmos ben Yisrael haba'im Mitzrayim. Okay? So Tzvi Tzadik picks up like this. He says, what's the word Haba'im represent? So we know, there's four galluses of Klai. We have four galluses, Right? It's learned out from Medrash, the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. Says there's Galus Bavel, right? Prasu Madai, which is Madai. There's Yavan, and there's Edom. So he says, Haba'im Mitzrayma, Ba'im is Arshtevos, Bavel, Edom, Yavan, Madai. Says when we went into Mitzrayim, that's all Galus is rooted in Mitzrayim. So what's the obvious question? What about Mitzrayim? If you're going to tell me there's a Galus, before you come to, what if, isn't Mitzrayim the worst of all those? So Tzitzalia, what about Mitzrayim? So you want to know what Mitzrayim is? Any shaychus to anything with Galus, that's Mitzrayim. Any Galus you have, it's all like the shoresh of everything, that's Mitzrayim. So any time a Jew is feeling like you're having a Yerida, like you feel like you're in a state of Galus, that's called Mitzrayim. So Mitzrayim still exists. That's why everything we do today is always Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you might have someone say, oh, I cannot relate to that. I can't relate to anything that happened 1,000 years ago. It's because it's not talking about 1,000 years ago. It's talking about what? Hayom Mahim? That's not as it. It applies now also. So just remember that each week, the Sfarim say, when you make Kiddush Shalosh Shabbos, say, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, you should have in mind that what? That I mamish just got a Mitzrayim. When I get, the whole week is called Mitzrayim. So it's always Galus. So I always need to figure out how to get a Mitzrayim. So that's Yaakov. So we know another person who had a big Hatzlacha in Mitzrayim is who? Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik. So Sfarim ask, by Yosef, by Yaakov, we see a gewaldig thing going on. Yaakov saying, no, I don't want to go down, I don't trust you, how do I know? I need promises. And Hashem says, okay, don't worry, Anochi, Anochi, I'm going to come back with you, don't worry about it. So Sfarim ask, by Yosef, hold on a second. There's no promises to Yosef, there's no even telling him he's going down. What happens? He gets sold by his brothers and sold to this one, that one, that one, that one, that one, and he just ends up in Mitzrayim. So why doesn't Yosef need any shmira? So the Rebbe of Bunim has a beautiful piece on this. And he quotes a Zohar and parts of Vayigash. Isn't this Avra? Says Amusa, we know last week when Yaakov Vinu sees Yosef, what does he say? Amusa pam achrei ro'osi espanecha ki ot chachai. He says, now I'm good. Why? Because I see that you're still alive. So what does it mean ki ot chachai? What, he just saw Yosef? No. She perusho this kayamasa baraz the bris kadisha. Says what? I see that you're still being mekayim and living with kedushas the bris. The ikre chai holamim. She neskayim besod bris kodesh veshmarta alav. And you know what bris is called? It's called chai holamim. Uvegin kach ushvil ze kasuv ki orcha chai. She orcha shomer se bris hanikre chai. Lefishu mashpia chias lechol halamas. Because you know what happens? When a person has kiddush of bris, you have what? Yosef HaTzadik is called in Svarim. He's called Makor HaChaim. The Shorash HaChaim. So Svarim asks, why didn't Yosef get affected in Mitzrayim? You know why? Because when you're the Shorash HaChaim and the Makor HaChaim, Mitzrayim doesn't even touch you. That's exactly what happens to Yosef HaTzadik. He goes down, from the first pasuk we see him inside, what happens? He's like, he's Matzliach. The whole base Mitzri is being Matzliach. He goes to jail, what happens to jail? He's Matzliach. He gets to the second rank in all of Mitzrayim. Why? Because since he's Mekasher himself to Kedushas HaBris, and he lives with Kedushas HaBris, now for what? Nothing can touch him. When a Jew lives with Kedushas HaBris, nothing can touch him. Nothing. Not even Mitzrayim. Because Yosef is called Bris, that's a Shorash HaChaim. That's Yosef HaTzadik. The Indian of all Chaim is rooted in the Eitz HaChaim. Right? There's Eitz HaChaim and Eitz HaDas. We're coming to Purim soon. There's big Inyan with that. Eitz HaChaim, Eitz HaDas. Right? But just for now, with Yosef HaTzadik. So the whole Nikuda is that they say by the Eitz HaDas, there's a lot to do with Kedush Sabris going on there. So that the Nachas tried to be with Chava, right? There's a lot going on there. So Eitz HaChaim represents Kedush Sabris, because Chaim is called Bris. So if you take Yosef Miloy, which means that you take the word Yud Vav Samich Pe. Okay, so you spell Yud. Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalit. Vav is allowed to be spelled three ways. It could be Vav Aleph Vav, Vav Yud Vav, or Vav Vav. So we're going to spell Vav Vav. Samech is Samech Mem Chaf. And Pei is Pei Aleph. It's Gematria 233, which is the Shlemus, which is the filling up of Yosef. I mean, everything Yosef represents is 233. It's Gematria exactly Eitz HaChaim. Because the Shlemus of Yosef HaTzadik is what? He's Mizdavik to Eitz HaChaim. That's what I want. When you're Mizdavik, when you're rooted to Eitz HaChaim, nothing can touch you. And that's exactly what it is. The Eitz is one with Kedushas HaBris. That's when Yosef can get out of Mitzrayim. Right, we know, we say that there's one day on the year that the Satan's not in business. The Satan's off. You know what that day is? It's a Gemara in Yuma. What is it? Yom Kippur. Very good. It says the Satan is on business 364 days a year. Because what's Gematria HaSatan? Satan is 359 plus 5 is how much? 364. So the Gemara says this, that the Satan's on business 364 days a year, but there's one day of the year he's not. So he, because ha Satan, and just this way it would be simpler for you, right? Also to make you guys think a little bit. Yeah? So he's on 364, but he's not on 365. So it means if you're Mizdabik at 365, then you could be above the Satan. So what's Gematria? Yosef is 156. Hatzadik is 209. What do you get? 365. Yosef Hatzadik is Gematria 365. Why? Because with that in Yosef Hatzadik, when you're Mizdabik to that, you're above the Satan. Satan can't touch you. That's why the whole Metzias of Yom Kippur, if you look at it in Pnimius, everything about Yom Kippur is just Kiddush Sabris. Right? There's six aliyahs. It says, Bezos Yavor Aron El Kodesh. Everything's just talking about person on that day, right? You're not allowed to be with your wife on that day. You're a malach. Everything. So that's 365, and that's Yosef HaTzadik's day. Why? Because he's the one who lives above the Satan. When you're Mizdabik to Yosef HaTzadik, nothing can touch you, Chevra. Again, it's not simple to be Davik to that, but it's just in Yom that we're going to speak out. We'll give a couple of eights at the end also. But the whole Indian of what we just came out of, Hanukkah, right? Less than a week ago, we were still lighting our Hanukkah candles. The whole Indian of Hanukkah is 8 days, which corresponds to Mila. But everything about Hanukkah represents Mila. Right? It says, well, what was Yavin Gozeran? They were Gozeran Bris Mila. They want to stop us from Bris Mila. Why? Because they know that that's what's Mavil us. That's what takes us above them. So to be Meir the Derech, to be Meir the Derech to now, we have 66 days until Purim now. Right? 76 days, 66 days until Purim now. Right? So, but it's a long way away. So how do we get there? It's from the Or of Hanukkah, which represents the Or of Kiddush Sabris. That's how you get the Purim. So if you look, we just said that the Parshios of Mamish, ever since, once you start with Yosef Atzadik, it's all about Yaakov and Yosef. Yaakov, Yosef. Everything about them. So why dafka them? So Rubens next to say, he says a couple of times, take Gematria of Yaakov plus Yosef is Gematria Ner Hanukkah. Because that's what Ner Hanukkah represents. It represents the Kiddush of Yosef, Yaakov and Yosef. Represents them coming together to what? To guard yourself from Kiddush Sabris. Tamir, you want to know what Ner Chanukah represents? It doesn't just represent that I light it and that's the end of it. It represents Mosif, right? We pass like Beis Hillel, Mosif, the Holy, and keep going with it. I mean, it doesn't end. I mean, keep guarding yourself from Kiddush Sabris. Right? There's some people who think, you know what? I just have to play defense always. You know, I'm just going to shut my eyes all the time. I'm going to shut my ears all the time. And I'll just sit in the corner and then I'll have Kiddush Sabris. Kiddush Sabris is also living. Right? It's chayim. It's being alive. It's not just, like, I remember I saw a book one time. I don't know if it's that. It's a stop surviving and start living. Is that a little book? Yeah. Right? So that's exactly what it is. Stop surviving and start living a little bit. Again, you have to be very careful in this world. You can't even walk outside here. You can't walk in the hallway here. Right? Crazy. But what does that mean? It means that what you have to figure out ways. How do I live with Kiddush Sabris? How can I be active in Kiddush Sabris? Not just saying that no, no, no. What about there's Sumei Rab? There's also Asei Tov. You have to figure out how can I get the Asei Tov also. And that represents living as Kiddush Sabris. That's Mosif HaHolich. Chanukah gives you the confidence that what I can go, I can do this. I could be something. I could be successful in life. So that's why Mitzrayim, in Sarabim called Mitzrayim, is called Ervas Aretz. It's a place of Mamish Erva. Where what? Like we always say, Makas Bechoros, you had in one house 30 people, 20 people would die. Why? Because the whole Metzias, that whole place is Erva. Everything's just disgusting there. Everything represents what? Pagam Avris. But the thing is, when you're Mizdabik to Yaakov Vinu, you're Mizdabik to Yosef, you're Mizdabik yourself to Be'er Sheva, you could even be a Mitzrayim and be Masliach there. That's why, how does Yosef himself become a Tzadik? Once he passes the test with Eishes Potiphar, boom, that's what earns him to be a Tzadik. So you guys would think, what? People would think, no, you know what? Yosef, yeah, it's because he grew up in the Beis Yaakov, he grew up, his grandfather was this and that. You know what it says about Yosef Tzadik? It says, Yosef HaTzadik named his son Menashe. Right? Rav Nachman has a beautiful Torah on this. So why did he name his son Menashe? It says, Ki Nashani Elkim, Lashon of forgetting. So why did he name himself his son Menashe? It seems to be bad, no? Okay, why would you want to forget about Beis Avi, no? Why would you ever want to forget Beis Yaakov? So Rav Nachman says, you know why he named his son Yaakov, Menashe? You know why? Because in order to be Matzliach in your Avodah Hashem, you have to forget about where you came from, you have to forget about who your parents are, who your Rebbeim are, how givaldig you are, how awesome everything is about you. You have to put that all aside and say, you know what? I have to do this on my own also. I have to become me. It's not just enough to live with all the kedusha I have in my life previously. So what? You have to earn on yourself. Yosef HaTzadik became a tzadik, not because he was born to a tzadikim, because he earned it, because he passed the test, because he had struggles in kedusha sabris. Yeah, Yosef HaTzadik had struggles in Kedushas HaBris. It's a Gemara in Sota that says that. You know who else had struggles? A lot of tzaddikim. There's Gemaras that say the tzaddikim would rip their eyes out because they struggled in it. It's reality. It's hard. The Kuda is that stop hiding from it. Stop saying, we're not tzaddikim. We have to mechazek ourselves. But it's an avoda. And it's avoda that if you want to be shayach to being a tzaddik, you want to be shayach to be really being a real person, then you have to take this head on. And not just say, you know what? I'm just going to sit in a corner all day and I'll be fine. You're not going to be fine. It's going to catch you at some point. It's the people who choose to work on it and choose to be active in it and the chazik each other on it. That's the people who want. Madin natir briso zet tzaddik. Shmir sabris. You could be like Yosef HaTzadik and be in Mitzrayim. Be Yaakov Vinu and be by base Lavan for 22 years and be Mitzrayim and you earn Vayechi Yaakov. Why? Dafka because they went to those type of places. I'm not saying to go into those places. They're saying that what to realize that it's an avoda. It's a job that we have to work on. And when you work on that, you live above the Erva. You live above Mitzrayim. And that's everything that Kedushas HaBris represents for us. It's a avoda that we have to work on. So just to give three practical etzos of maybe ways that we can start to work on it. So we know that Svarim say that we were Zocha because of three things were we Zocha to go out of Mitzrayim. Anyone know what they were?
Language, dress, and? We didn't change our name.
Very good. So our Begadim, right? Our Begadim, we'll go in order. Right, Begadim, Lashon, and Shem. Okay? So just three practical Eitzas, and those three, none of them, of Begadim, Lashon, and Shem. So the Rishner, Rabbi Yisrael Mirajin, Schus Gagin Elenu, says like this. The Pasuk says by Eshes Potifar, Vatispaseo bevigdo, le mor shichva imi, vayazov bigdo biyada. Says, what? She grabbed him by his baguette to lay with me, and says that he ran out and left her baguette in her hand. So the Rishner says like this. Picture. Halo kol lemor ha'amor betorah hu lemor lacherim olidoros. He says, isn't there everything, you can learn everything out from everywhere in the Torah, there's something to learn on. He says, what's there to learn from here? That he left his beged in her hand, that she grabbed him by the begadim? The gam kasha, mashram ha-chazal, sheniris lo, demus diyok neshalaviv. Says that we know that the chazal say, he saw the face of Yaakovinu in the window. Hachi Yosef HaTzadik shachach ha-chazalviv afilu rega? Yosef HaTzadik would forget his father for even a second? So the original said like this, chavir, listen, this is huge. V'teretz huzal, d'lechora, How could such a disgusting woman like this, even though Rashi says her intentions were good, but still she was in Mitzrayim, she was a woman of Mitzrayim, how could she get any unika, how could she have any stronghold on Yosef? What's the deal? How is it possible? Ella shebaoso zman ra'a she hamarashas tafsa oso ayidei habegadim shulovish. Says, you know how she got to him? Says, what? She grabbed onto the begadim that he was wearing. Meaning what? That he was dressed as a Mitzri. Right? Pasha says he was a slave servant there. So he was wearing the begadim of what? Of a Mitzri. If he was wearing what his father wore, if he was dressed as a Yid, then what? She would have no shot. But because he was dressed as a Mitzri, what happened? Boom, she was able to grab it. And that's what it says, that what? That teaches us what? That don't change your begadim. Don't change your begadim from how we used to be. So Lamaisa, we're all here not wearing the begadim that our avos probably wore. And it doesn't mean that we have to start wearing black and white right now. But what it means is that you have to start thinking about, how does a Jew dress? And it doesn't just mean the clothing I'm wearing. It means the hairstyle I have. I have to give a shout out to someone who deserves a shout out. Someone who used to have a big hairstyle, who now has a normal hairstyle, Zach. It's not a small thing. It's not a small thing at all. We think it's just like, okay, it's about time. It's hard. People are very connected to their hairstyles. And everyone should take a lesson from that. Because there's frum guys here also who have the stupid haircut with the left in the middle, which is an avodah zarah. It's a gemara and sota also. You know, don't look around. Right? The kud is that do you look like a Jew or not? Again, it's intense, but you have to ask yourself, do I look like a Jew? Do I dress like a Jew? You know, I was in the same exact thing. When I was Shana Bet, the Giants won the Super Bowl, I also wore a Giant sweatshirt the next day. You know, I was in that also. And then at the end of Shana Bet, I started thinking about it. I'm like, what? Even when I was in YU also. You know what I mean? It wasn't until I started like speaking to, being this Dabik to like a Tzaddik, thinking about like, what do I want to look like? For myself. Not for anyone else, for myself. How do I dress? So that's one area, the begadim. Second is lashon. So lashon, svarim say a lot. Rav Nachman says that you can tell where a person's shmir sabris is according to how he speaks. So if you want to know where a person's holy, you listen to how he speaks. Very simple. Yeah? But also, lashon is very connected to bris. If we know on the whole body, there's only two parts of the body that are the centerpiece of your body. It's your bris mil and your pet. They're directly connected. It's called Yisod Malchus. Right? It's David Yosef. Yosef David. My son, huh? Right? But that's the nekuda of it. It says that peh, take the gematria, what's the gematria of peh? 85. What's the gematria of mila? 85. They go together. Peh and mila go one together. According to what? Your mouth, how you speak, that's exactly Kedusha Bris there. So this is what Rav Nachman says in the Kuta Eitzos. It says like this. It says, Tikun HaBris, Ushleimus Lashon HaKodesh, Heim Tluyim Zevizeh. It says, Kedusha HaBris, Tikun HaBris, and being Shalem in Lashon HaKodesh, are totally one each other. What does that mean? So you might think, see, one person will look at Rav Eisenstein and say, you know what? I saw Rav Eisenstein on Shabbos, and Rav Eisenstein only speaks Hebrew on Shabbos. Yeah, if you were Rav Eisenstein, then I would say, good for you, that's good. But we're not Rav Eisenstein, we're not in the Madriga of Rav Eisenstein. So you might have a guy who says, you know what? I'm going to start only speaking Lashon HaKodesh. You know, there are a lot of bad words in Lashon HaKodesh also. That's not what talking now, it says speak Lashon HaKodesh. What it means by that was a compliment to Rav Eisenstein in case anyone didn't get that. But he's holding by, you know, a big Madriga, so yeah, he can do that. You know? Kifi mashemar bin ledaber diburim kidoshim. When it says Lashon HaKodesh, it doesn't just mean talking about you speaking the language of the Tanakh. It says what? The way you speak is kadosh. Your words are kadosh. Shem bechinas lashon hakodesh. Kimochein zochin the tikun abris. That's how you're zochin tikun abris. Ukefi tikun abris kein zochin shleimus lashon hakodesh. But what's he saying there? Is that what when we start to marben the diburim we speak in our language that we speak when we do his bodhis to speak Hashem in our own language in English. But the way I speak is with holy words, with words of kedusha. That's also kedusha abris right there. So what's the third one? Shame. It's very simple like this. When do you get your name? At your bris mila. Which means that what? Part of your bris mila is getting your name. Which means that part of your bris mila, part of being mekayim your bris mila, is living with your name also. It's something to definitely think about, is that if you go by an English name, think about that. Am I going by my name? Think. It's hard for people, Baruch Hashem, I went by Chesky, so it's not so hard to change that. But you know, people have named Matthew, Jason, that might be some names, I'm sorry. But think about it. What do I want to be called? Remember, I was at a bris one time where the guy called his son Joey, right? And he named his son Yosef, I think it was Yosef, let's say Yosef Mordechai, yeah? Yosef Mordechai, okay? So I remember he said at the bris, and like, and our bracha to our Joey is that he should live like his grandfather Yosef. And I remember, I thought about it, I'm like, but Joey's not Yosef. So what are you giving him a bracha for, calling him Joey? That's not a bracha. If you want to give him the bracha of Yosef, then what you call him Yosef? If Rav Weinberger also, Rav Weinberger, whenever you ask someone, he asks you, what's your name? So I've seen it before. The guy said, Jared. He's like, no, what's your name? Rabbi Cohen also, Rabbi Cohen from DRS. One of the best things he does, he calls all Tamidim by their Hebrew names. Not that, because we think, oh, it's so cute, he's so from, it's a chazal. The what? We're zocha de geula by going by our Hebrew names. So something to really think about. And it's a hard change. And some of us might be afraid, oh, my mom's going to get upset. She says she loves his name. She names me at the bris. You know what? Hashem comes before your parents. That's also Gemara. Is that you give kavod to your parents. Your parents tell you to break Shabbos. What do? No. Hashem's... Exactly. And believe me, your parents will be very proud of you. You know, I have to give a shout out to my wife. My wife used to go by her English name and she changed it. It's hard. You know, and don't think that it was easy. You know, she also went to Frisch. So she had Frisch is not the easiest place also like that. But what happened? But, you know, it's not so easy when people start going back. Like, oh, you changed your name? Oh, I didn't know you're so from. You know, but you deal with that. And now people are used to that. But that's an akud to think about. What does it mean to be a Jew? So again, b'schus Yosef Atzadik, b'schus Yaakov Vin, I'm sorry if this was long. But, you know, we got to speak about it. Shemir Sabris is a big Indian. So, Shibzocha. And for whoever here said they were staying until 10:20, it's now 10:46. Big shout out to you. Go enjoy your basketball game and keep you mechazik. Keep you Sabris. Most of the holy.